Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and calm night across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear, with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem enjoys a mild evening, perfect for a quiet walk. Haifa is a bit cooler, but still pleasant for those outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran threatens the U.S. and Gulf states ahead of a ceasefire deadline. Washington imposes new sanctions. This is from Ynet, reported earlier today. Also, a ceasefire violation. Despite IDF denial, Hezbollah fired at Israeli forces. The Air Force responded with an attack. This comes from Israel Hayom Hebrew, reported in earlier coverage. Also this hour, the IAEA's director Grossi warns that any nuclear deal lacking verification is illusory. This report is from the Jerusalem Post, coming in earlier today. Separately, the Trump administration's economic fury continues with more sanctions on Iran. This is from JNS, reported in the past few hours. And finally, Iran weighs U.S. talks as the ceasefire deadline nears. The parliament speaker warns against talks under pressure. This is from I-24 News, reported in earlier coverage. Here's what people are saying online. The account, I-24News_EN, reports that U.S. officials refer to their economic pressure on Iran as Operation Economic Fury, posting just minutes ago. Al-Arabiya Eng shares insights from General Sir Richard Barons on the potential for a U.S. ground operation in Iran, posting just minutes ago. Credo Zero reveals the Palestinian government paid convicted terrorists released as part of the Gaza ceasefire deal, posting just minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's latest threats. According to Ynet, Iran has called a U.S. blockade an act of war. They warn Gulf states could lose oil production if used for attacks. Washington responds with new sanctions, escalating tensions further. This raises the stakes for regional stability. Turning to the ceasefire breach, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports Hezbollah fired rockets at IDF forces, contradicting earlier IDF denials. The Air Force retaliated by targeting launch sites. This comes as tensions remain high in the region. Civilians near the border remain on high alert. Meanwhile, the nuclear dialogue faces hurdles. The Jerusalem Post highlights IAEA Director Grossi's concerns. He emphasizes that without verification, any U.S.-Iran agreement is unreliable. This complicates diplomatic efforts towards a sustainable deal. Trust remains a major issue. On the economic front, JNS covers new U.S. sanctions on Iran. The Trump administration seeks to hold Iran accountable for destabilizing energy markets. This adds pressure on Iran's economy. The sanctions could impact global oil prices. Finally, Iran's internal politics. I-24 News reports the Speaker of Iran's parliament rejects U.S. talks under duress. This comes as the ceasefire deadline looms. Tehran warns of potential escalation. Regional diplomacy faces a critical juncture. Turning to business and markets. First, the ceasefire with Iran and Hezbollah could save Israel's economy billions of shekels. Ynet Business reports that if the calm holds, it will prevent significant budget breaches and reduce daily war costs. Separately, the AI cybersecurity boom raises concerns. CTech reports the gap between discovering and fixing vulnerabilities could grow. This poses new challenges for security teams. And finally, inflation in Israel stabilizes. Israel Hayom Business notes the consumer price index rose by 0.4% in March, reaching an annual rate of 1.9%. Prices for vegetables, clothing, and housing have increased. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.